Welcome back to another episode of Flick Fanatics. I'm co-host Jackson, and with me, as always, is...
Matt.
And today we have a special guest, Jake.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on the show today.
Welcome.
So, we saw the film From Up on Poppy Hill. You want to tell us what it's about?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick synopsis. So basically, it's a group of Yokohama teens who are looking to save their school's clubhouse from the wrecking ball that are... in preparations for the 1964 Tokyo Olympics.
I liked what this movie was about, primarily because I thought it kind of stepped outside of the other films from this studio in the sense that it wasn't, it was grounded. It was more grounded than the other movies.
Yeah, in case anybody doesn't know, this is released by Studio Ghibli. That's, a huge Japanese anime studio. Hayao Miyazaki, all his films are from them. This one isn't by him, it's by his son, Goro Miyazaki. But
he did write the screenplay.
Hayao Miyazaki did write the screenplay, yes.
So, what did you guys like and dislike about the movie? There's a lot going on in an hour and a half, so there's a lot to take in.
Well, I felt that I liked that Hayao Miyazaki always implements some sort of a love story, and it's not manly of me to say that I enjoy a good love story every now and then. So I thought that came across.
Yeah. I thought the characters were great. The chemistry between the characters was really good.
Mm-hmm. A lot of interesting characters.
Yeah. A few wacky characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Philosophy club.
Yeah.
they did a really good job with writing depth to the characters mm-hmm. within a short amount of time, I thought.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half, like you said, and they get pretty quick into the story, mm-hmm. and it just kind of goes, and it's easy to follow.
Yeah.
So, also, I wanted to point out the artwork.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Yes.
In this film.
Always with Studio Ghibli.
It was unbelievable. I noticed they added some computer animation in there. Just a little bit, though. There was a scene with a big ship, and you see the anchor chain being pulled
up.
And you can tell it's computer, but it just fits really well. It's not overdone or, it doesn't stick out too much.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to point out, the music of the film was excellent. It was
the music is good.
Yeah, it sticks with you the whole time. And I'm
stuck in my head right now.
Humming the melodies to it.
Definitely,
it's fantastic. And go on.
That's one thing you can count on Studio Ghibli to deliver. It's a great soundtrack.
Just a great entertainment experience.
Any movie they have, like, the soundtrack just fits
perfectly. Yeah. It always helps set the setting.
It's like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, for sure.
Very entertaining, and it's always a pleasure to watch, in my opinion. So, even if I don't like some of the stories, it's still always a good experience all around. So,
anything you didn't like about this movie?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Not really, no. Nothing comes to mind right now. I mean, I'm sure eventually I'll find something that...
I agree. I really I liked everything. I didn't really have any complaints. It's a fun movie.
So. Yeah.
I think that the only thing that, took me by surprise was the fact that it wasn't, based off of any sort of fantasy or anything like that.
That is true.
So it stepped out.
Yeah, it's definitely outside of the box by being more inside the box mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah,
not to say that it's a boring story by any means or unoriginal. It's just it's a lot more down to earth, a lot more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, it isn't original. It's based off of a manga from. I believe it's the 1980s or something. Tetsuo Sayama and Chizuru Takahashi's 1980 manga. But that doesn't make it any bad.
Well, that's
like,
an original
worse.
Story, though.
Yeah.
So it was made from an original story. Yeah. And
I don't know. It was a great movie. I liked
it. Oh, I would love to see it again. And you can, too, because it comes out March 15th in the United States.
Yeah.
So go check it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I get to the ratings. When would you give the film?
I'm going to have to say... This is definitely a tough one because there are so many great animated films. I'm going to say 4 out of 5. What about you?
What
Matt?
Was holding you back from the one point? The one?
I don't know. For a movie to reach a 5, it really needs to be, you know, cut above the rest.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But it was still a great movie.
I would give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh.
Of those little cool hats they wore.
Yeah.
That'd be the same. I really liked the... I liked it, you know. It wasn't perfect, but it was definitely awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Jay?
I will give it... I'll give it 4 braid pigtails. Out of 5. I like the movie. Maybe a little bit slow at times. You know, it wasn't terrible, but, you know, I felt like at some parts maybe it could have been a little more captivating. Although there were plenty of other times in the film where it brought out the feels.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Very good. Well, you heard it that we all loved it, so no reason to not see it.
Definitely check it out when it comes to America.
And check out the other films.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not familiar with them, you're missing out.
Yeah.
You know?
And there are box sets you can buy online for like $15, and it has every movie Studio Ghibli has ever made. So.
For $15?
Yeah, that's where I got it.
Wow.
So check it out when it comes to theaters. It'll have a star-studded American English cast when it comes to America. But if you can't wait, try to find the Japanese version.
It's worth it.
It's just as good.
Yeah, it's authentic.
If not better.
Yeah. So we got a bonus section for you called Flick Fanatics Netflix Picks.
Netflix Picks.
The first ever.
First one. It's a brand new one. And it's
first.
It's with a guest, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's seen the movie with us, too. So.
Yeah.
Want to tell us about the movie that we saw?
Well, for this week's Netflix picks, we watched the movie FUBAR, Balls to the Wall. I've never heard of this movie before. Until someone recommended it when we were all hanging out one day. It's about these two Canadian guys, I guess. They don't really tell you, but... And they meet this guy, and the guy guarantees them a job or something, and then they like have to travel far to get the job or something. I really don't remember it all that well.
It's a comedy.
Yeah,
very,
for sure comedy.
And it's kind of, it gives you the two main guys, the two funny guys, and they go off on this, you know, this adventure to go get these jobs and make some money.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that happens, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a very busy movie.
Yeah. And it also is, it's a sequel, which...
Apparently.
We didn't know that.
It was a long-awaited sequel of 8 years, so there is a first one called FUBAR, and I want to see it now.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, I think it is.
I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it's called FUBAR the Movie, to be specific. But I'm not... I could be wrong.
Coming in here high and mighty.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, no, it was a fun movie full of shenanigans.
Some weird...
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing the whole time.
A fair warning to everybody listening. It gets really weird. later on in the movie. Like, I don't know.
It takes a little turns.
Yeah,
too,
it kind of gets heavy towards the end.
And the ending was fantastic. I mean, I loved this film.
Yeah,
actually.
I thought it was hilarious. Like,
mm-hmm.
Surprisingly very funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it caught me off guard.
Very original, too, for a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something you don't see every day, so.
Yeah.
And a lot of the characters were really funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even the main two.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, so would you guys say watch it or skip it?
I say see it. Especially if you're open to comedy, see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you're bored one night,
mm-hmm.
you know, scrolling through the Netflix, take our suggestion.
Yeah, it's funny. You're definitely going to be laughing.
Like, ha ha ha.
Like,
all the
laugh
way.
Out loud.
So we're going to close it out here.
Yeah, so...
what we got next?
Next installment of Flick Fanatics is Burt Wonderstone.
Starring Jim Carrey and Steve Carell.
Steve Carell and Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's the secondary.
About a failing magician going to Las Vegas to retake the crown.
And they're rivals, aren't they?
Yeah.
I believe that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi's in it. Buscemi's in it, too. Buscemi would be a cooler name, though. Buscemi. Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, Crazy Eyes.
So.
Yes, spell out me.
So?
Yeah, so, be sure to check out this time.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll.
Good night, and good luck.
Hit the stop button.